what is the first of those three reasons that you think agencies should be paying attention to social media networks?
Well, as you know, there's probably several more than three, but I did highlight three in the article in the Hill. One of them was improving such awareness to emergency response. So, for example, right now we're in a very unique time in our history where we can actually listen to people without surveying and get real-time information. So if there's an FDA announcement that goes out, a recall announcement, is that message being received? Is there misinformation? How is that being used? And it allows the agencies to make sure that those messages are getting out there properly and they're reaching the right people.
The ability to communicate with people instantaneously is the critical element there, but is it the only piece of situational awareness ability that you get from social media that people should be thinking about inside agencies?
No. In fact, I think when people talk about social media in general, sometimes they use it as a panacea, and it's just a tool that's out there, but what people aren't doing effectively, and the reason the article is written, is that we're not listening to what people are saying. So typically what government agencies are doing right now is they're developing these communities and they're measuring the growth of them, but they're not listening and developing that relationship. And that's not all, but that's typically how it's used.
The second one that you write about is analyzing disease outbreaks before they become pandemics. It's amazing to me how I guess it's called mostly the wisdom of the crowd, is really become indicative of many, many things going on across society.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, right now, again, we did an analysis back in the H1N1 when it came out, and you'll find this sort of intriguing. Your listeners will actually... We did a Twitter analysis on it for the CDC to figure out how that message traffic was going on. It was a very extensive analysis, and we found out that there was some misinformation that was coming out, or information at that time, that was saying if, to the Hispanic community, if people stay away from Americans, Hispanics stay away from Americans, they will not get the pandemic flu. Now, at the time when that was all going out, you probably remember, they were relating that to the 1917 epidemic where, you know, 17% of the world population, you know, mortality, there's decease. So using that information, you know, that misinformation, it allowed CDC to change that. But here's the thing your listeners are like. That information was actually coming from Cuba, and it was coming from Fidel Castro's Twitter account.
So
I mean, those types of things are sort of interesting, but you're not listening, you'll never know.
Yeah, and if you're not paying attention to the source, I mean, that's something that we talk about in the news business all the time, is who's telling you the information that you're about to convey.
Absolutely.
The third one of these is saving money through program evaluations, and it sounds like that one fits with what you were talking about the CDC analysis.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, we talk to our government clients that are out there. What they want to do is they really want to be able to understand how the public feels about their programs and how they're being supported. And there's a perfect, I think we give a couple examples. One, we actually did one from the Veterans Health Administration. And as you're aware, their main interest is to provide the best care anywhere, and they're interested in the quality of care. Well, when we did a Facebook analysis for them, we found out that there was this elephant in the room, and it was 60% of the people are unhappy with their services. But what were those services? We found it was customer service is what it was.
So it wasn't the actual health care. It was the way that they dealt with, interacted with the service.
Exactly. And, you know, if they even just saw that only 5% were unhappy with the quality of care, they still would have missed that information and how to correct it. What, you know, as a former career federal senior executive, I knew how those operations work. If you saw that type of information, you fix everything. So let's fix all 156 facilities. And I think I highlighted that it was only like 7 facilities that had some issues. But what was also intriguing is that 5 of them were doing a spectacular job. And how do you take those successes and move them? So instead of fixing 150-plus facilities, just fix the 5 or 6 that are out there.
Dr. Hartman, we have your piece linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I commend it to anybody who's thinking about social media issues. My takeaway from it, I think, was that we sometimes misconstrue what some people think of as social media problems or technology problems or whatever the vehicle is for the problem of communications and information and just plain old listening.
Yeah, and I think that we have the opportunity now is that we are not listening. So what we do, what Oh My Gov does at least, is we provide that ability for the federal agencies to listen to the public. Are their programs working well or are they not? I mean, another example is that we're going through budget cuts. So what does Congress typically do? We're going to cut 10% off the top, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That means programs are working well and those that aren't. The people that we're talking with in the government, they want to know which ones are working well, which ones the public supports, which ones aren't, so that way they can make right and well-informed decisions about their resources as opposed to doing across-the-board cuts. But here's the key to it. It was difficult back in the past to do that. Now we have the ability to do these things very rapidly.
The whole concept of this is pretty interesting because, I mean, I've talked on this program a number of times, Dr. Hartman, about the idea of right-sizing the mission, and it seems to fit exactly what you're talking about. Let's decide what it is that, if it's a matter of money, what the agencies can and can't afford to do anymore, and then let them do that to the best of their ability instead of that baloney chop like you're talking about.
Well, and let's base on what the public services is out there. I mean, you have several federal agencies that are non-appropriated funds. So, for example, let's say your federal parks are out there. They're actually, you know, some of those services are funded by people going out there and donating or putting money in there. If we find out one of those by using social media tools or platforms that are out there, I'm not going to say which ones, but if we listen to those, we can find out which park services are doing well, which ones aren't. And the ones that aren't, let's try and make those better. Or maybe it's not a federal park anymore. Maybe we use it for something else.